Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think? Ruth Sherman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and our good friend. She is the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, LLC. She's an international respected authority on speech and communication. Her business primarily is executive consulting and training. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way, Right Away, and she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners.
Happy New Year to you. How about my idea? Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
I think we're up for that. I think we're ready. We deserve it.
But we have to be, one part of my challenge lately, Ruth, has been to be, me, which is being a pathological optimist, but also dealing with the reality on the ground in front of us. And the reality is we got a sick economy. We got some challenges on the ground in front of us. We got some challenges between our ears too, don't we?
Oh, we sure do, Jim.
About that.
Well, we've gotten into some bad habits when it comes to communication. One bad habit I think that we've, and this goes for all of us, we've gotten into, is that we communicate by email and by text and by other electronic means too much instead
yeah.
of face-to-face or at least picking up the phone and talking voice-to-voice. So we don't make the kinds of connections through email and text and through the other electronic means that we can make if we're face-to-face or, again, at least on the phone. So that's a bad habit we've gotten into that I think makes sense to think about and to change for 2009.
How does that, well, see, I agree with you. And see,
yeah.
I'm one of these guys that if you and I are working on something very long, I won't do it electronically for the whole thing. I mean, I'll pick up the phone, even though I didn't have to, even though I could have sent you another email. I'm one of these, maybe it's my old-fashionedness, Ruth, but I'm one of these guys who I want to talk to somebody directly. There are a lot of times when I would sit down to write an email, and I say, you know what? I don't want to type this out. I want to tell them what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. We got into this habit because and it crept up on us very, very slowly. There's a great function for email and texting and IMing and all of that. There's a great function. There's a place for it. It's replaced letter writing.
They're wonderful tools, no question about it.
Fabulous tools, but that's what they are. They're just another tool in the arsenal. But the number one tool, the best way to make a connection, and let's face it, connections build relationships. Relationships build business. Business, those kinds of connections get you jobs. But the bottom line is, there are tools in our relationships. The connecting face to face is filled. It's rich with information
yeah.
that writing just isn't.
25 years ago, John Nesbitt said it, and it's still true today. He said, basically, no matter how much high tech we have and that we will use and love, we will still want high touch.
We absolutely
and high
want
touch is not email.
No, it's not. And it's I'll tell you this: you just simply cannot compare the efficiency of talking to somebody to writing to them. You cannot
mm-hmm.
compare it, but people are under the illusion that writing an email is somehow more efficient. It isn't. It's much less efficient. You get much more done, again, picking up the phone and calling. At least I know that we're far flung. You can't necessarily go and see somebody who's 1,000 miles away. But at least, again, pick up the phone and call. There's so much information, nonverbal information, contained in the sound of your voice.
I typically use email to schedule a phone call.
Right.
That's right. That's one of the main ways. I just did it just before the show. I sent an email to a guy that I will email someone to say, when can we talk? And they'll say, how about these times? And I'll pick one. I say, okay, call me here or I'll call you there. I do that all the time.
That's right, because that's the place where email really is superb. That's the kind of situation where email is the way to go, because you can reach people pretty much any time of the day or night, and they can get back to you at their leisure. So it's in writing. There's a paper trail.
Yeah, that's right. So, but Ruth, the thing that's so important right now, and I said this, I started saying this 6 months ago or more. I said, I don't care how you communicate with your customers in the past. I don't care, even if you've got salespeople who are calling on your customers for you, and everybody's happy about that. If you own the business, sometime very soon, and with more regularity than ever before, you need to go look those customers in the eye face to face, if at all possible.
That's fantastic. That's a fantastic piece of advice, Jim. And I would like to take it a step further. And that is, if you're not out there as a business owner speaking to groups, then you are missing a tremendous marketing tool that most people won't use. And if it wasn't shown in this election season that speaking makes a difference, then I don't know what will.
There's no question about that. And and the speaking, you're talking about to civic groups and to the chambers of commerce, whatever opportunity, letting people know that you have something to say. And this is not an opportunity for you to do a commercial on your business. That's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, and we're really looking there, when you're out there speaking, to seek first to give in order to receive. You know, that sounds biblical, but it's just common sense.
Well, some wisdom is classic. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that that was written in Ecclesiastes 3,000 years ago, and it's still valid today.
Absolutely. The idea that you would go out and you would stand up there and you would talk about only yourself, that's not it. You want to put yourselves in the shoes of your audience, and you want to know what it is that they need. And people have to stop being afraid that they're going to be giving away something for nothing.
Yeah.
There is nothing new under the sun except in science and in technology, really.
That's right. But a computer is just a fancy wheel, that's all.
That's a great way to put it. But there's nothing new under the sun. So don't, just give. Just give. It will come back to you tremendously and exponentially.
That's right. And by the way, folks, the exact passage is, cast your bread upon the waters, and in time it will come back to you. That's
I
from
like
Ecclesiastes.
That.
20 after, right back with Ruth Sherman. She's our good friend. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And as you can tell, she knows what she's talking about. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find everything that we do here, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, my blog, which we update just about usually at least 7 posts a week, sometimes a couple in a day, and maybe not one the next day, just depending on how I'm motivated. So, but lots of good stuff there, lots of new stuff there every week, so I hope you'll check that out. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, you can do that. And also check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. But everything can be reached from smallbusinessadvocate.com, including all the past wisdom that Ruth Sherman has deposited with us over the years in many ways. So I encourage you to find her position in our Brain Trust, which you can do easily this week because she's on the schedule page. She'll be on the recent interviews page. Ruth is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Ruth, give us your website too, please.
Sure, Jim. It's www.ruthsherman.com.
And they can find your book there and all the work that you do and that sort of
thing.
They
can. I've got all my articles on there, all my columns, all my Fast Company blogs. So tons of stuff, tons of info that people could use.
All right, so check that out, folks.
Your stuff is on there, too. I've got links to the Small Business Advocate as well.
All right, thanks. Well, that's the way it works, isn't it? That's what makes the world go around. Ruth, we were talking earlier about change, and I was saying that the only thing different about change is the velocity of change, because everything else is pretty much just, you know, the next generation of what's already been invented. But there is something different about right now, and that's the velocity of change. Change is happening quicker than ever before in the history of mankind, and certainly in my life. And I think that's become the enemy. That velocity, that increased velocity, has become the enemy of high touch. What do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. I think it was a very astute thing to say, and it's something that I'm going to give some more thought to, because I hadn't thought of it quite in those terms. But you're right. The velocity, the speed of change is almost overwhelming. It's impossible, it feels at times, to keep up with the change because the technology is so rapid. They just simply don't stop. At the same time, it makes sense, as we were also discussing, to sit back and to think about some of the tried and true techniques that we've used over the years, as the velocity has increased, and it will continue to increase. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to sit and think about some of those techniques that work, because if we forget them, we get into some trouble, and that goes back to that high touch kind of stuff that we were talking about earlier in the show.
Right, exactly. And what I wonder about, Ruth, is if the velocity of change causes the folks like me, who are a little longer in the tooth, who've been around a while, if it causes people in my generation to back off from adopting change, and if it causes the young people to think that the new way is the only way. I wonder if that's creating a divide. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. I think that there is a generational divide, Jim, and I think that is something that will be mitigated. It will be solved over these next several years, because let's face it, there's never going to be a replacement for seeing people. People aren't going to stop, for example, going out to dinner with clients and seeing clients and visiting with them. It's going to get harder, I think, because people are so far-flung. They're so distant. Mm-hmm. However, I think that they are going to continue to derive benefits from seeing people again, picking up the phone. Phone calling is getting less expensive. It's almost free.
And, you know, there's one more thing, though, that's going to really help our far-flung problem, and that is video conferencing.
Yes, I agree with you.
More and more people, computers are being sold with built-in cameras, more and more laptops are. And I think that's the next thing that has the potential for high tech to bring high touch back.
I think you're right about that. There are dangers there too, Jim, however, because it's still technology. You're still not in the same room. The thing about being in the same room with somebody is that you can notice certain very subtle flicks of the eyebrow, mm-hmm. The way somebody mm-hmm. blinks, just little, very subtle muscle movements in somebody's face mm-hmm. or in the tone of somebody's voice that are more difficult to recognize even on screen. But you're right. The idea that it's kind of coming full circle, that we're coming back to video conferencing, we're using that more, that it's becoming very easy to use, that it's practically free, those kinds of things are certainly going to help us recognize, let's face it, the benefits of being in face-to-face, of more high-touch types of behaviors.
Well, look at my situation. You know, I mean, I deal with hundreds of experts like you every year. It's impossible for me to, in fact, many of them I've worked with for years, and we've never met face to face. But so the more the video conferencing thing capability happens, the more I think our relationships will be enriched. And I think that's a great way where technology solves its own problem.
That's exactly right. The other thing, too, Jim, is we're on the phone, for example, right now. The idea that we're having this freewheeling discussion, there's no way to know exactly what we're going to talk about. Sure, we know we're going to use each other's expertise to get this discussion going, but that's the same kind of thing that happens when you're face-to-face with somebody, mm-hmm. that the discussion is freewheeling, or mm-hmm. that you're on the phone with somebody, that it's not simply stopped because somebody has to writes you an email, and that's and there's a period at the end of the sentence, and then you go off and do your own thing for 5 hours.
Connect to your customers, folks. That's the message I'm getting from Ruth. Stay close to them. Get face-to-face to them as much as possible. Have that high-touch conversation with them. Ruth Sherman, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Happy New Year again.
Let's have a good one together. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I'm looking forward.
Me too. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. RuthSherman.com is their website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.